For nearly half a century, J. Edgar Hoover presided over the FBI with an iron fist. A new biography shows how much of what he did met with approval from politicians and the public. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has more.
The name J. Edgar Hoover conjures up an image of an old man sitting in a dark room, listening to wiretaps and marking up secret documents. He's the man who led a campaign of surveillance and harassment against Martin Luther King that's become one of the cautionary tales the FBI teaches new agents to avoid. But historian Beverly Gage says that public image is too simple.
If we think of Hoover as a kind of rogue agent who had policies and strategies and opinions that we all want to condemn, that kind of lets everyone else off the hook in a way that I don't think is appropriate or true to the real story of what happened.
Her new book, called G-Man, is the first biography of Hoover in nearly 30 years. Gage writes that public opinion in the mid-1960s did not favor King, now an icon of the civil rights movement. Instead, Gage says, most people sided with Hoover.
Most of his views and his strategies and what the FBI was up to was pretty public, and it was pretty widely supported by people in the White House, in Congress, at the grassroots. And so if we want to reckon with J. Edgar Hoover, I think we also really have to reckon with ourselves.
Hoover stayed in power for 48 years through 8 American presidents because he knew how to wield power, sometimes rebuffing the men in the White House and other times caving to their political demands. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson asked the FBI to spy on civil rights activists attending the Democratic National Convention.
There's this great conversation where Lyndon Johnson, as he's leaving office in 1968, is sitting there with Richard Nixon, and he says, "You know, Dick, Edgar's going to be the only person in this town that you can really trust."
Gage says Hoover's FBI reflected his own prejudices from the very beginning, starting with his background as a leader of the Kappa Alpha Order fraternity in college. Her book says Kappa Alpha was founded to honor Robert E. Lee.
It was fascinating to watch the ways in which he took a young generation of men who were steeped in this racist, segregationist ideology and made them some of the first generation of FBI officials.
Throughout his long tenure, he saw communism and left-wing groups as a much greater threat than forces on the political right. That tension endures today in how the Bureau assessed right-wing extremists before the riot at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. In the book, Gage demonstrates Hoover's keen understanding of how things work in D.C.
The real root of Hoover's power was his brilliance at being a bureaucrat, and that meant lots of different things.
Hoover kept his budgets funded by loaning FBI agents to help the appropriations panels in Congress, and he used his sway with the White House to win an exemption from the mandatory retirement age. He died still working at age 77.
The FBI director is now limited to a 10-year term, and that is in direct response to this colossal career of J. Edgar Hoover's.
The FBI building in downtown Washington still bears Hoover's name. The Biden administration is considering where to build a new headquarters. It's not clear whether it will have a new name on the front. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.